We are asked to write talks about who has been the one person that was and is the ideal role model for me in my life. As each of the monks here in the Absolute Monastery write their talk about who was that role model, they spent 2 hours sort of wondering what it was and thinking what it was and cogitating over what it was. Some did it more swiftly than others, and others meditated too long, having such a good time in memory. And Ingeborg has given us a few paragraphs here on what one person was a role model ideal in her life. And so we're going to give you Ingeborg Puckert, one of our monks here in the Absolute Monastery, as she gives you the story, who has been the one person that was and is the ideal role model for me in my life. Okay.
As a role model, I like to say, was my grandmother. As far as I remember, she had at least 2 sisters and 1 brother. She was in charge of the sale of butter and eggs in a great wealthy farm. At the interview, the owner lady presented to her a plate with bread, cheese, and butter, asking her to serve herself. She knew well how to cut properly the cheese, the rind of the cheese, and she was hired. Her father was a tailor for men. She married August Hermann, and son of the big farmer who gave up the farm to the first son, and other children got their part of money. My grandfather, with his wife and family, bought a good house situated in the main street of the village Bannemien and accepted the responsibility for taking care of the post service. This included the 3 surrounding villages, Krumin and Mölchow, and the one where his family lived. Wife and 2 daughters, one daughter Hedwig and the other Irma, my mother. At that time, the carriers went to foot or by bicycle to some of the farmers. The farmers offered them a little breakfast. In the meantime, Trassenheide, my village, became famous for being connected to the railway service from Berlin to the villages on the island Usedom at the Baltic Sea, or called Ostsee, for those who liked the bath in swimming in the salt water. In all these years, I noticed that my family was known in the whole area, has a very good reputation for being honest, serious, and loving.
Thank you, Ingeborg. That's a beautiful beginning. I'm not going to let go, so you might as well get started writing your next one now.
Yes.
And telling all about people who were impactful in your life as the ideal role model, who sort of set you on your course, which ended up in your being a monk. Thank you very much. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Ingeborg?
I love you, Herb. I love you.
You're talking here to the people. I love you, dear audience.
I love everybody who has listened to this.
I love you, I love you,
love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Ingeborg. Ingeborg is one of these wonderful monks that has a way of doing it that is just ideally her own. Thank you, love.